Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I am a musician of incredible success. I don't have a day job that's successful, I would guess. I ply my trade most night times when most other folks are free. I tour and I travel for a fee. When I pull into my driveway after many miles and treks, I hug and kiss my lovely wife, and then we have some dinner, and then it's time to make up for the time that I was gone. I've got a honey-do list that is very, very long. Laundry has been piling up while I've been gallivanting. Those lilies by the Buddha are in need of some transplanting. My wife has been here working while I've been out there wandering. Still some questions linger on that I have been a-pondering. Does Randy Newman wash a dish? Does Dylan take out trash? Was Fluffy's little litter box kept clean by Johnny Cash? Did Lennon lift a finger round the house from dusk till dawn? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Now I would not compare myself to those iconic folks. Still I write my share of serious songs and tasteful jokes. Yet as I take the rotting food out to the compost heap, these thoughts into my subconscious do creep. Does Cat Stevens ever wash his car to Chapin trim a tree? Do Crosby, Stills, and Nash divide the household chores by three? Does Clapton ever clean up clutter? Did Joplin clean a John? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Those kits for making furniture, did Springsteen ever build one? Or water buckets for the plants, did Elvis ever fill one? not to mention schlepping, shopping, sorting out the bills. Does Gordon Lightfoot go and get his own prescription pills? I doubt it. So now you know my story. I do all that stuff and more, but I'll gladly pull my weight at home and sweetly sweep the floor. Yet every now and then as I unpack, I often find a curious thought meandering through an overactive mind. Does Paul McCartney walk the dog? Paul Simon drive to town? Were Pooch's little poopies ever scooped by Jackson Brown? Does JT lift the boxes in the basement with his brawn? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Does John Prine ever wash and peel a prawn? Does Carol King cut out a food coupon? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn?
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh. The Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542. Listen by phone there. Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport and internet radio stations and streaming services including slbradio.org/radio. Today, original puzzles, folk, jazz, bluegrass, and more, including multiple selections from the Hoosier Hotshots, a nationally known act from the 20s through the mid-40s, best known for appearances on the National Barn Dance. We'll have songs from them throughout the morning. Also, quite a few guests from Lawrenceville United and the Duncan Park Food Forest, Helen Gerhart at 6:50. Brian Costanzo about opportunities for middle and high school students and teachers to enter the 2022 Southwestern PA Youth Pitch Competition at 7 20. Steel City Storytellers with a preview of Grit, benefiting Life's Work of Western Pennsylvania at 7:50. Jaquay Carter will be here to talk about the 100th birthday celebration of Olympic medalist Herb Douglas of Hazelwood at 8:20. Young writers between 10 and 11 o'clock, and singer-songwriter and busker Louis Castle during our 11 o'clock hour. Lots of fun. We're glad you're here. Let's get started on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Lift your sleeping head. Wake up, soul, soul. Lift your sleeping head. The sun is on the rise now and the moon about to go. Yesterday is over and tomorrow we don't know. So wake up, soul, soul. It's time to start the show. Time to start the show. We got things to do. We got places to be seen. We got things to do. We got places to be seen. Nighttime is the right time, and you got to get your rest. Daytime and the daytime, that's the time we love the best. So wake up, soul, soul, and leave your little nest. Leave your little nest. Why would you stay inside and hide away? Wait. When the sky is bright today. Start that show.
That's Leo Sidran here at the Saturday Light Brigade with Starting the Show. Wake Up So-and-So, the name of the song, telling us to start the show. From his album, The Art of Conversation, Leo Sidran has a great podcast where he interviews musicians and business people and other folks like his dad, Ben Sidran. He's got the gift of gab. And occasionally his dad is part of that podcast. It's called The Third Story with Leo Sidran. Here's hoping you had a good week. We sure did. We're doing classroom work with Manchester Academic Charter School. We also got together with Environmental Charter School to talk about a podcasting project that some of their kids are interested in. Speaking of Manchester Academic Charter School, we had 9 kids in our studios recording poetry this past week, and we'll share those poems with you a little bit later this morning. We also readied features for Women's History Month, and you'll hear one at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock today, and all month long at those hours. We were out at Winchester Thurston School recording reflections on our latest project, profiling Pittsburghers born in other countries. As Bill and Martha and Stanton Heights and Bruce and Ingram and John and Brighton Heights and a few other people know, Ricky and I were at the Allegheny Elks Lodge here on the north side on Tuesday night, where I had the honor of being crowned as the Northside Mardi Gras King, receiving the crown from Brian O'Neill, a former typist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the great columnist and author, Brian O'Neill. And I am quite honored with that. We had a good time also there that night. Roger Humphreys and Randy Gilson, also past honorees. Rick Seaback couldn't make it, and Etta Cox was unable to be there as well, but we had a terrific evening. A lot of fun. We also launched a whole series of new applications for youth to get involved in media programs we'll be running this spring and this summer, and I'll let you know more about those as time moves on. Here's hoping you had a good week, and now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is now time for you to see if you can solve this morning's pop quiz. And this morning's pop quiz is somewhat open-ended. It's going to give you a chance to see if you are able to come up with 10 animals whose names are spelled with 5 letters. One example is a horse, H-O-R-S-E. Can you come up with 10 of your own, 10 animals whose names are spelled with five letters. That's this morning's pop quiz. We'll share answers from other brigadiers and perhaps from you as the morning presses on. To share your answers, 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Here's Rhiannon Giddens at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world alone. There is no sickness, toil, nor danger in that fair land to which I go. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going.
Shannon Giddens here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the answers are coming in. Quite a few are coming in. Linda, good morning. We're looking for animals with five letters. Tiger, shark, hippo, rhino, otter, skunk, whale, moose, koala, and sloth. Excellent answers, Linda. Thank you for sending those along to us. Let me share some other answers. There are quite a few. Tommy, listening in Richmond, has steer, tiger, bongo, goose, snake, boxer, camel, bison, robin, and booby. Gary is in Oregon. Thanks for the kind note you sent. Work in a wildlife park, he writes. This pop quiz was fun. All I had to do was think about my job. Here are my 10. And he has hippo, zebra, hyena, camel, bison, tiger, coyote, koala, rhino, and llama. Llama was the animal that actually made me think of this puzzle. Dan has aphid, chimp, chick, snail, snake, camel, the animals known as mommy and daddy, gator, hyena, and robin. Dan is in Squirrel Hill. Great answers. Tom and Barb love to work together on these in Stallstown. As a spousal team, they have horse, geese, moose, mouse, bison, eagle, finch, junco, hyena, skunk, robin, zebra, cobra, adder, eland, koala, camel, burrow, and snail. And then animals with nicknames that are five letters for longer names, hippo and rhino. And they mentioned they had a lot of laughs and giggles as they did that. And I'm happy to hear that. Good morning to Bob in Washington. Thanks for the kind words. Good to have you aboard this morning. While at the Elks Lodge Tuesday night, the man playing the drums on this recording was at the Elks Lodge playing. It was a surprise to me. The great Roger Humphreys was not scheduled to perform that night. Instead, it was Doc's Dixieland band playing great Dixieland music, and I was chatting with somebody, and all of a sudden I heard the first few bass notes of this song for my father. I heard the pianist and bassist, and that sax, not that saxophonist, but a clarinetist in this case, in a brass section. And then I looked up, and there was Roger Humphreys, right where he belonged, playing along with the band. And the one-time Pittsburgh Westinghouse Bulldog, now Northsider, who's traveled the world as an elite jazz drummer, strutted his stuff on a Fat Tuesday, and he said, "I'm here to entertain." He said, "That's what folks like me to do." It was really just amazing to hear from him. Stu has zebra, midge, whelk, a type of snail, and perch. Then he's got one I'm not familiar with. Civet. C-I-V-E-T. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Oh, it's very cute. It's a long-tailed, short-legged carnivore living in a tree. It's kind of take a squirrel, a monkey, and a cat and consider some of the best features of each. It kind of looks like that. What a nice animal. Bruce has tiger, hyena, trout, camel, robin, burro, dingo, zebra, rhino, chimp, and hippo. Noting that those last three are abbreviations. Tom has puppy, hound, toads, frogs, virus, I guess bacteria are animals. Eagle, heron, robin, roach, and trout. Russ has quite a few. Moose, bison, otter, skunk, horse, filly, burro, sheep, swine, mouse, louse, koala, panda, bruin, lemur, sloth, tiger, zebra, snake, adder, whale, eagle, my goodness, raven, quail, heron, egret, stork, crane, goose, robin, dingo, hyena, human. And he added to the abbreviations orang for orangutan, gator, tabby, kitty, and puppy. Quite a few. And Norma and her daughter came up with quite a list. Otter, koala, skunk, coral, leech, gecko, mouse, hyena, leech, shark, whale, trout, moose, conch, that's a good one, shark, robin, bunny, sloth, camel, hippo, zebra, eagle, gator, snake. I don't think anybody said snake yet. Snail, chimp, goose, and tiger. And Jim in Crafton Heights had most of those. We'll add Elon and Husky. And he also had crate, cobra, mamba, and eagle, I think we had earlier. Viv and Woody had quite a few, including quail. That's not one we've had yet. Most of the others you've heard. Bison, squid is a new one for the list as well. And I believe, Leslie has tiger, goose, koala, boxer, panda, and raven. And finally, Kimberly with zebra, camel, shark, sloth, moose, tiger, eagle, and snail, among others. Wow. Thank you for playing along. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. That's a game you can have a little fun with later today, too. Animals whose names are spelled with five letters. Wow. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Thank you.
The Hoosier Hotshots here at the Saturday Light Brigade and their declaration for boneless bananas. Get ready, our Hysteriddle is coming up in a moment.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Good morning to Podjump and Lambertine, who points out nobody said snipe as in animals. That's a great addition. And Bob in Washington also said, don't forget the liger, the mythical lion-tiger combination from Napoleon Dynamite. Bob, I'm so glad you liked Rhiannon Giddens and that you like her so much. We were just talking about her yesterday and trying to actually work to get her on the show sometime. We have some ideas about that. Russ did some more research on virus that are, and virus, it turns out that viruses, according to his research, occupy a special taxonomic position. They are not plants, animals, or prokaryotic bacteria, single-cell organisms without defined nuclei. They are generally placed in their very own kingdom. Maybe that's why they're so hard to cope with. Excellent research. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for this morning's Hysteriddle. Are you ready for it? He was baptized in Paris on March 6th, 1619, and fought duels when others might have run. A writer, his work included science fiction translated into a 1657 book called Voyages to the Moon and Sun. His life was depicted in a well-known work created by Edmond Rostand, as well as several films, including the latest in which Peter Dinklage is the leading man. 412-200-5975. Join us on the radio with your answer. Ricky will pick up the phone, or I, and we'll quickly check in with you, and then we'll route you through to the airwaves. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. He was baptized in Paris on March 6th, 1619, and fought duels when others might have run. A writer, his work included science fiction, translated into a 1657 book called Voyages to the Moon and Sun. His life was depicted in a well-known work created by Edmond Rostand, as well as several films, including the latest in which Peter Dinklage is the leading man. 412-200-5975. Good luck with our history riddle.
Why do you eat dear willow? Why do your branches hang low? Could it be, you know, a secret? Seems to hide its face, but it is only chilling. My mud is resting. Why do you weep, dear willow? Why do your branches hang low? Could it be? Sorrow's not for me. Oh, beneath your bowing branches, my mother's face I see. Why do you weep, dear willow? Why do your branches hang low? Could it be?
Trees don't know.
follow me. Blue.
Saturday Light Brigade, and there you've got the Dog Run Boys and Blue Ridge. And before the Dog Run Boys, you heard Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers with a tune called Why Do You Weep? You may have read that Mac passed away. And just probably the nicest man you ever could meet, without saying the nicest man in bluegrass, simply just the nicest man, period. William Collarin, born April 26th, 1925. And died at the age of 96. Our sympathy to a world of people who know and love Mac. And he died this past Monday, February 28th at 96. His 97th birthday is next month. Bluegrass Unlimited has a great article about Mac. I'll post that up on our Facebook show I'm looking here at a photograph of him on the Dixie Travelers TV show with a banjo. Billy Bryant is there. Just an amazing guy, and the Bluegrass Unlimited article does a good job of memorializing him. Well, did you come up with the correct answer to our history at all? I'd like to give you one more moment to come up with it. He was baptized in Paris on March 6th, 1619, and fought duels when others might have run. A writer, his work included science fiction translated into a 1657 book called Voyages to the Moon and Sun. His life was depicted in a well-known work created by Edmund Rostand, as well as several films, including the latest, in which Peter Dinklage is the leading man. 412-200-5975 will give you just a moment or two to come up with the correct answer. Dan in Clarion and also John in Carrick thought it might be Jules Verne. And I can see why, based on the title of the book that we gave you. Sharon in King, North Carolina got the correct answer. Well done, Sharon. Tommy in Virginia knew who we were looking for. Randy and Polly in Emlyn said good morning. They got it. Larry in Elwood City got it as well, listening with Vanessa. Good morning to Bruce and Ingram, who also thought Jules Verne. John and Carrick just came up with the correct answer. And perfect record so far in 2022, I believe. We have Tom and McCandless. Hello, Tom.
Well, at least in March of 2022, I got a perfect record.
Yeah, it's so far, so good. Who is it that we're looking for?
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Absolutely. Cyrano de Bergerac it is. The subject of the play written by Edmund Rostand. And his...
I remember him mainly by seeing an advertisement in the Post-Gazette for, I don't know if it was a play or an opera, but I always remember seeing his picture, and he had a sword or something in his hand.
Yeah, he fought duels, yeah.
His nose was cut off. Was his nose cut off?
To spite his face, I'm not sure. Well, they always, he was portrayed as somebody, you know, with a large nose and some of the...
Oh, well, that's right.
In the play
That's
and the
right.
movie treatment, he would basically provide the words for a man courting a woman. The man was defined as handsome, but could not express himself very well. Cyrano was considered not handsome, but had all the words and... hilarity ensued, and eventually I think the man with the weird words, Cyrano, ended up with the girl, I think, if memory serves.
I always thought of him as a fictional character for some reason, kind of like Don Quixote. I don't know why. But...
I do believe that the playwright took some poetic license with the character from what I've read. And you might notice I mentioned... that he was baptized on March 6th. They don't actually have a good record of his birth. His baptismal record is on file and known, and they assume he was baptized he was born around the date of his baptism, but nobody is really certain about that. So
yeah, I always thought of him as a fictional character. Maybe it's just in that advertisement. I'm not sure.
Well, the
how does it feel to be a king?
Yeah, to be the king of Mardi Gras. I had a crown. I had to have it taken in a little bit because Brian O'Neill has a much bigger brain than mine. But I had that and the biggest beads I've ever seen and. An official scepter, and It was being Mardi Gras King was a lot of fun. And I get to be it for a whole year. And, you know, Brian's reign wasn't so hot. He was made king, you know, on Fat Tuesday of 2020, and then the pandemic came. So,
that's right. That was two years ago now.
Right. So he had a 2-year reign, but not much, not much to show for it. So, but it's good to be the king so far.
Right.
Well, well done. Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
And Linda and Collier also got the correct answer. Well done, Linda. And I see Tommy in Pleasant Hills came up with the correct answer. Russ is still researching viruses. Organisms at the edge of life. Interesting. You can't take the biologist out of the biologist. Thanks, Russ. Saturday Light Brigade charged you if you came up with Cyrano de Bergerac, today's historical answer. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour.
Cloud 9, a moonlit eternity. fun. Answer yes for joyful blues. And I'll take care of the rest. Of the rest. 'Cause I got too close, now I've fallen for thee. Oh, Roxanne.
Kenny Bottrell with Cyrano's song at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio. It's Women's History Month. All month long, we have special features at 7 and 10 o'clock. Here is Hill District resident Jackie Wright.
My name is Jacqueline Kelly Wright. We grew up poor in a projects. It was called, at the time, Elmore Square, which is now called Skyline Terrace. Back then, we had a community. You could go from house to house. It was one village. Everyone took care of everyone. There wasn't any fear. You can stay out. You had to be in front of the door, in front of your house when the streetlights came on. So, no, your mom, we didn't have watches and iPhones and iPads. When that streetlight came on, you had to be in front of your house. But we didn't also have toys. So we did a lot of chew the peg and four corners and dodgeball. That was our activity. We weren't allowed to stay in the house. I came from a family of eight. So your punishment was to go outside. I come from a long line of entrepreneurs. We used to own the Flamingo, which is way before you guys' time. It was up and popular years ago. Famous people, we had Sammy Davis Jr. Different entertainers used to come to the Hill District. People used to come there, famous people, to sing and dance. And we owned a tavern at the time. So I started when I was 18 working for our family. By the age of 20, I was running a hotel, bar, and restaurant. The Hill District needs more houses. We need more stores. We need more Black-owned businesses. We need more community-based projects. We need so much there. We need to go back to the beginning, how on every corner we had our own stores. We took care of ourselves. We never shopped outside our community. Now we have to travel so far to go get something to eat. We have to travel so far to purchase stuff. We never had to do that growing up. We need to be together. There shouldn't be no just us and them. It has to go back to one family, and family is every color. Right now, I'm an educator. I have two daycare centers, and I'm branching out. I'm launching a new food truck. I don't believe I went to sleep at night and dreamed to wipe butts and wipe noses. It just like fell in my lap. God always told me that I was going to be around kids or working with kids. And I was like, no, you got the wrong person. An educator, I never thought. But I love kids, and it's a passion. I walked away from my position. I was working at Bell Atlantic at the time. And I was in the repair department in a good position. I was always sitting in for my supervisor. So I was making good money. And I walked away to start a business that doesn't give you money. It gives you little hugs and thank yous. But you can't pay your bills with that. 18 years now. I have two locations. And I'm hoping to pass it to my grandkids. Both of my kids have degrees because education was a must for them. They couldn't be like mom. But I wanted them to go to school for education so we can open this great big daycare center and we could sing songs and be happy. And they was like, no. That's your dream, mom. And they say that all the time. No, I didn't go to college. I had my children young and I went to different schools to get certifications. But I was a young mom and my mom was not proud or happy that I did that. However, she still supported me, but made me work. It's nothing that I was proud of, but I wouldn't have traded it for the world. However, education is the most important thing you can have, but school is not for everyone. We have to fight all the time. And I don't mean with your fists. I mean with your mind. Because if they require 100%, we have to give them 150. And I don't care if it was back in the 60s to right now. Being an African-American woman, you have to give extra. And it's required of us. And we do it without even noticing that we do it. But to be held back, no. Because if you close the door here, I'm going around the other way. My advice for African-American girls today is to be proud of yourself, be strong, know that a lot of people went before you to make you who you are today, and it's what you make of yourself. I don't care what you came from or what you didn't have, you have to be determined to be better. We have so much knowledge in us. Women are strong. So I would just pray that you girls pull off your resources and be great. Be great, but find your passion, whatever it is.
Jackie writes, and you can hear that feature again as well as dozens more from this series by going to neighborhoodvoices.org and searching on Girl Talk, a program made possible by Macaulay.